It's Wednesday, 29th of October 2014. This is HPR episode 1628 entitled Ogcamp Interview with Pepper Top Comics and is part of the series Interviews. It is hosted by Corinominal and is about 13 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to Corinominal at corinominal.org or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is a short interview with Mark of Pepper Top Comics.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Hacker Public Radio and my name is Philip Newborough. In today's episode of HPR, you can listen to an interview I conducted with Mark of Pepper Top Comics, producers of free open source web comics. The interview was recorded at Ogcamp 14 held in Oxford in the UK on the weekend of October the 4th, 2014. Okay, so I'm at Ogcamp and I am talking with
Mark from Pepper Top Comics.
Hello Mark.
Right.
Good to see you.
Yep.
So, you've got an awesome stand here at Ogcamp. Tell me about it. What is Pepper Top Comics?
Basically, we produce open source web comics. It is an awesome stand. I'm starting to think it looks a bit too professional because a few people have thought we're doing this on a professional basis and it's purely a hobby thing. We're just trying to sell some merchandise here to cover our hosting fees. But the comics themselves are something we've been doing for the past 5 years. We've got well over 100 comics available online, but unlike most web comics, we make our source files available for download in open formats. So the comics are all produced using open source software, so we mainly use Inkscape running on Linux. More recently, we've started doing a comic strip called LV for the Linux Voice magazine, and we do that using MyPaint and Inkscape running on Linux, and then make the source files available. So the LV strips are available on GitHub. Our Grays comic is available just to download the SVG files straight from our website.
Excellent. That sounds pretty awesome, really.
Thank you.
I don't think you could ask for much more in a comic, could you?
I don't think so. I think, the fact that we're encouraging people to download the files and do what they want with them, if they don't find our jokes funny, which is perfectly understandable, then they can rewrite them themselves and produce their own cards to send to friends and family, that kind of thing. By having it open, it also means that we've got a reasonable community of translators around the world. So our Grays comics in particular are available in French, in Indonesian, in Russian, in Brazilian Portuguese, and a couple of others as well. So it's proved to be really good going down the open source route with it.
Really?
That's
properly amazing.
Yeah.
So you've got a pull-up stand here.
Yeah.
You've got three comics on there. The Grays, Monsters, Inc. and Elvie.
Yes, that's right.
So what's the Grays about?
Okay, the Grays is the one we've had running longest as a webcomic. That's been going for 5 years. And we've just started our sixth season of it. Up till now, it's been every fortnight. So there's 139 strips available online at the moment. They're individual sort of standalone gags, and they tend to be sci-fi and cult TV references and parodies and that kind of thing. So they're intended as jokes, but jokes taking the mick out of sci-fi a little bit. We're both, myself and Vince the artist, we're both sci-fi fans, but we're not too serious about it.
So. Okay, so I'm not going to give any spoilers for any of the listeners that may come along and take a look, but the Grays look like your classic, Area 51 aliens?
Yeah, that's the intention. The Grays actually first started 20 years ago. We first had a go at this in 94, and it was only in the past 5 years we've resurrected it as a webcomic. But back in 94, the X-Files was big, and so it's your classic Roswell 8 grey aliens, based off the sort of X-Files type and that kind of thing.
Can I see some Star Trek and Flash Gordon and...
Yeah, as I say, we try and parody all manner of things. So, yeah, the list of things we've covered is just so extensive. Yeah, we've done gags that somewhere or other involve Star Trek, Star Wars, Flash Gordon, Doctor Who. We've done stuff with The Prisoner. Just absolutely almost anything you can think of. It's really quite an extensive list.
Well, you sold me. I'm going to take a look for definite. And you got to see, you've got some merchandise available, T-shirts and stuff. Do you sell that on your website?
Stuff's pretty much all available from the website, with the exception of the greetings cards we've got here, which was kind of a bit of an aborted attempt to resurrect the Greys a decade ago. We produced a load of greetings cards and then actually failed to bother selling them anywhere. So coming to our camp, we thought, you know what, we'll get those out of storage and see if we can shift any of those. And they're going down really well, so they may well make an appearance on the website at some point.
So are they kind of like almost limited edition type?
Effectively, certainly not available in the shops, I think, would be the phrase that goes with them. So.
Well, I might have to get a couple of those for myself as well, then.
Yeah, please do.
So if we go back to the comics just quickly. The Monsters, Inked?
Yeah, well, Monsters, Inked was something that we, again, produced a decade ago for the greetings cards, but we resurrected it more recently when our local newspaper approached us to do a comic strip, having seen the Greys. And so we did that as a weekly comic strip in the newspaper for about 5 months before there was a change of editor and we were dropped from there. But that's kind of, it's based on your stereotypical Universal Studios type monsters or classic monster types, and it's kind of a little bit monsters like in that you've got a family of monsters that have moved into a town in England, and it's about sort of the mishaps and events that can go on between them and the locals and that kind of thing.
Okay. I'll probably take a look at that one as well.
Okay, that's good. Okay,
yeah. So the last one is Elvi, that's follow Elvi's adventures every month in Linux Voice.
Yeah, so when Linux Voice launched earlier this year, I sent the editor an email and just kind of said, would you be interested in having a comic in the magazine? And he came back and said, yeah, that's great, that's something we've thought about, but we've had so much to do trying to launch it that it's not something we've been able to arrange. When I told him about what we do with the Greys and with Monsters, Inked, and about the open source nature of the things, it kind of fitted in perfectly with the ethos of what they're trying to do in terms of releasing their content as Creative Commons. So we decided that rather than reusing either of the existing comics, we'd do something new and fresh for them. So she's called Elvi, which is, of course, LV, the initials of Linux Voice.
Very clever.
We think about these things a little bit. Yeah. and basically, she's a sort of early 20s geek girl who's quite heavily into Linux and a bit of Arduino and things like that. And it's about her adventures each month, but essentially we try and tie it in with whatever articles are going into the magazine each month. So it always appears on the letters page in there. So as you're going through the magazine, it kind of acts as a little bit of a precursor to one of the articles that's coming up, or sometimes a couple of the articles.
So these are very good. You were saying about people thinking that you might look a bit too professional. So what do you guys do during the day? Is this a part-time?
Very much part-time. It's purely a hobby. I am a developer for a living. I do HTML, JavaScript type stuff. Vince is an education support guy at a local college. So it is very much in our spare time.
I think you're doing excellent work. I'm definitely going to take a look at the website. Maybe have a look at some of the source files. You say they're SVG?
The Greys in particular, that's the one that there's most source files for. We've got 139 strips, 139 SVG files available to download. They're in Inkscape. And one of the things that's worth noting about those is we also add Easter eggs to...
We'll just pause the recording for 1 second while I open a door for somebody.
Did you want me to start that bit?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just carry on. Okay. We don't do post-editing on HBR.
Fair enough.
It's all live-action stuff.
Right, okay. One of the things that's worth noting about the Greys is that in order to encourage people to open them in Inkscape and have a poke around with them, we embed Easter eggs into every one. And we're talking serious Easter eggs. We're not just talking you hover your mouse over it and there's a little bit of text that pops up. We're talking about extra panels that sometimes completely subvert the joke of the main comic or extend it significantly. But then we also go seriously over the top from time to time. So amongst our Easter eggs have been things like an entire spoof website, an HTML video game, and a children's book with watercolour paintings by Vince called The Very Hungry Tribble.
We've just upped the level of interest here.
Yeah, there is a lot to find. Yeah, we like to make it a bit of a challenge and hopefully it turns it from just reading a webcomic and going, it's nice and moving on, to engaging with it a bit more and having something more to do with it.
Well, that's excellent. So where can people, just remind me, where can people find you online?
Okay, the website is peppertop.com, and there you can find all three comics. The LV strips tend to lag a couple of months behind the magazine because they like them to go out to the magazines, to go out to the overseas readers first, but eventually they all make it on there. So as I say, at the moment there's 139 Grey strips, I think there's 39 or 40 Monsters Inc. strips, and there's half a dozen or so LV strips on there as well.
Excellent. Keep up the good work. Thank you for talking to me today.
No problem. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.